Previously, on He Who Forsakes the Crown.
Her Majesty appointed her regent.
Speak your name.
Beatrice.
It's a total of 26 villages over 7 weeks.
26 villages?
It's simple. Meet the Lord, smile and wave, and write down their complaints. I'm sending Wyndham with you.
What?
What is that?
An unfinished god.
He doesn't have sight.
Eyes. I've tapped into the void.
The following story contains adult themes and depictions of violence and trauma. This podcast is not for children. Please be advised.
It's today. Good morning, Zane. I don't want to go, but I don't have a choice in the matter. This is the best thing for me to do right now. We're leaving in a few hours. The atmosphere in the castle has been different since the fall. Everyone is quiet and on edge. They know something is amiss, but nobody has released a statement that satisfies their curiosity. But they know better than to go looking for trouble. Especially when it's regarding the prince. My room's a little messy. Just like how I left it that night. The bed cover's undone, a few gowns strewn on the floor. My eyes caught attention of a leather-bound book. Zane bought this for me a while ago. I didn't draw much with it. A couple of flowers, a bird I saw in the garden. I found the note he had written on the inside of the cover.
You might just be the most refreshing person I've ever known. I want to be more like you. Draw 1,000 things and show them to me. I'm so interested in how you perceive the world.
I want to be more like you. I grabbed the book and charcoals, putting them in my bag. There are bound to be things to draw on the road, and it'll be something to keep me busy. 7 weeks isn't that long. Maybe he'll be awake next time I see him. Or maybe he won't. It'll be fine. He's stubborn. My hair is getting really long. I'll probably have to trim it soon. I still look plain. There are some new freckles on my skin that showed up in the summer, but that's the only thing that's really different. There we go. Zane's jacket. The shiny dark cyan color, the gold embellishments. The cologne smell was almost gone. I look regal in a sense. The color and pattern scream royalty. It's settled then. I'll take it with me.
Oh, there you are. Whoa, what are you wearing?
The jacket?
No, the...
The pants?
The pants, yes.
Surely you weren't expecting me to wear a dress on horseback.
No, I guess I wasn't thinking too hard about it. Where did you get those?
I bought them.
Right. I left breakfast for you on the table in there. Are you ready to go?
Just need to do one last thing.
Go ahead and eat two. I'll be down in the stables.
The captain tried her best to get me ready for this. I had to ride on a horse for the first time in over a decade. And I picked some flashy sword out of the lot. It was adorned in engravings that made it look more for show than usage. I don't know if you can hear me or not, but if you can, I'm leaving. I'm going on the survey. It'll only be for a few weeks. I'll be back before you know it. I'm going to miss you. I hope you wake up soon. You need to get better, if not for you, then for me. You fell because of me, so you had better wake up. If not, I'll live the rest of my life in guilt. I love you, Zane. Please be safe. is a good girl. I partly picked her for the irony of her name, but she's actually so sweet. I was really nervous when I first rode her, but I started to get used to it after a few times around. I'm not the best, but I'm sure I'll learn as I go.
Are you ready?
Well, ready as I'll ever be.
Before you go, here. You remember where?
Right.
Wyndham, behave. And don't get her killed. It won't be me you have to deal with if that happens. Rillianne, please be careful.
I will.
A lot of people are relying on you to get this right. I'll do my part.
And I will do mine.
Good luck.
Argus, you've come.
They've advanced a lot quicker than I've expected. Their once little hut has now turned into a palace of some sort. But this is nothing compared to what I have created. Perhaps something is occupying them.
Dear brother, it's been so long. What's been holding you up?
I'm learning how to harness my realm.
Oh?
You must be quite powerful to do something like that.
The ritual won't be until tonight, brother.
Yes, I am aware. I have something that requires my attention in the void. I will not be able to stay long.
Then why are you even here?
Reinach!
You barely come as is. It's like you're here to mock me.
Argus has an entire realm he must handle by himself. No wonder why he's been so busy.
Ah, yes. So let's come the day that my brother decides to revive another god and not even help him.
That's not true.
I do have something.
See?
All right, then. How are you going to help?
Ew.
What is that?
I've done what you asked. I've given him sight.
Argus, eyes don't look like that.
Sure they do.
Why are the whites of his eyes black?
Why are the rings red?
This will really scare the humans. Argus, couldn't you try to make him a little more normal?
For fuck's sake, what about us is normal?
But the humans?
Why do you care so much about them?
It's our responsibility to care for them.
That is a responsibility that you took on.
Still, if we don't intervene, they'll cause more harm than good.
I'll have to agree with him, Argus. They are quite unruly creatures. If we leave them to live on their own, they might as well destroy Gaia itself.
If we rule over these creatures, the look of his eyes will not matter. If they provoke fear, consider that to be a good thing.
Keeping them in line. Good thinking, Argus.
Then if that's the case, brother, I have a job for you.
No.
But you didn't even let me speak.
I know what you're thinking. This realm is exhausting as is. I want nothing to do with it.
Yes. However, I have something that you may be interested in.
I'm listening.
The dark energy emitting from those reeks of death.
Well, yeah. You're looking at them.
Not you. The passing of life. See, creatures here do live for quite a while. However, there are too many of them for their own good, especially humans. If you can allow the death cycle to run a bit faster, not only will the humans fear you and deter from you, but...
What?
Your payment will be the soul energy, which you seem very interested in.
What's your plan, Reinach?
No plan. I just want to help out my dear brother.
Argus, this is a very heavy task to take on. Please, think about it before you make a decision.
So, What will it be, Argus?
Be careful what you wish for.
It shouldn't be too long now.
This village isn't that far from the capital.
It's the closest one.
Anything I need to know? I kind of missed the reading.
I wouldn't know. I've never been. They're in good standing with your point, though. If that's an indication of anything. You okay? We can stop for a bit. Eat something.
No, I'm fine. I can wait until we get there. I've been alone with Jacob for 4 or some hours now, and nothing has happened. But I've still got another 6 weeks and 6 days. It's strange. I've never traveled much. I rarely left Arendoyle when I was little, and ever since I came to DuPont, I've been stuck in the same spot. It's actually a bit refreshing. I like the quiet of it. It's very loud in the city, jam-packed with busy people getting where they need to be. It'll be nice to see a small town again. Perhaps even nostalgic. This is not a small city.
Yeah, Naporia's pretty big. They took after the capital in a lot of ways.
I can tell.
Hey, we're not allowing business from other towns right now.
We're not merchants.
Then what are you doing here?
We're here to see your lord.
The lord's a busy man. He doesn't see just anyone.
Oh, no, we're here on behalf of the capital.
The capital? Who are you?
Well, we're here for the...
No, that ain't what I asked. I asked, who are you?
Watch your tone.
No, it's fine. I'm the regent of DuPont.
Regent? What is that?
It means that I'm the head of the state, temporarily. It'll all make sense when we speak with your lord.
I don't know about that. You two are looking mighty suspicious.
What? How?
Well, head of the state? Do you think I'm stupid or something? Everyone knows the king's running the country.
Well, actually, that's...
Hey, what kind of scam are you merchants pulling now, huh? I never heard of this head of the state thing.
We're not merchants. We don't even have merchandise. What could we possibly sell?
Yeah, lots of bags strapped onto those horses. Might be something in there. You know, maybe I should search you. Whoa.
Jacob!
And now you're drawing weapons on me.
Jacob!
Huh?
Stop that!
Back it up. You're not searching anything.
I'm just being cautious here, buddy. You two are strangers rolling up to my hometown. I don't have a clue what you two could be scheming.
She already told you. She's the regent. We're here for the Lord. Let us pass.
All right, I guess. Pass through.
Do we really stick out that much?
Maybe.
Where's the Lord's house?
It's down the end of that road. We'll stop there first. There's a chance they want to accommodate us.
Really?
If they want to look good for the capital, then yes. There's a stable over there. We'll leave the horses.
Right.
You okay?
I'm in pain.
Oh, right. You're gonna be sore for a while.
It wasn't like this when I practiced.
We just rode for hours. Your body isn't used to it.
How long is it going to take?
I don't exactly know. You'll get a lot of practice, though.
Let's go. I tried my best to use momentum to my advantage during our walk to the Lord's Manor. Jacob handed me his map, which had a couple more things written on it. The Lord's name was Miriam. The village is Naporia. They were agreeable during the last survey, whatever that means. The guards posted at the door were luckily less persistent in their questioning, and they let us in just after hearing the words capital.
Your Highness! It's a pleasure to finally meet you. I've been looking forward to our meeting ever since the last survey. Those women you sent last time were quite brutish. Oh, once I received your letter telling me that you were coming yourself next time, I was overjoyed. We've even spent the year landscaping and redoing our grounds in anticipation of your arrival. Of course, we'll accommodate your party. We can discuss any plans over dinner tonight.
Actually, I'm not the prince. I'm just an escort.
An escort? A whom?
Hello. It's a pleasure to meet you.
And who might you be?
I'm Lady Anne of Arendoil. I'm the regent of DuPont.
And what of His Royal Highness?
He's caught an illness. Nothing too serious, but he's too unwell for travel at the moment.
An illness, you say?
Indeed.
So he sent you?
Yes.
And, who are you again?
I'm Lady Anne of Arendoil.
Lady Anne. Lady Anne. Well, I don't think I've ever heard of you.
I've worked with the prince many times.
In doing what?
You
know what? It's fine. You don't have to answer.
I'm sorry?
Yes, I understand. The De Montes think they're too good for this type of thing. They'll give any excuse to get out of speaking to who they deem unworthy.
It really isn't that. The prince wouldn't do that to you. I'm from an eastern village just like you.
Even better! He's hiring random people to do his job now. A peasant woman, nonetheless. At least I could recognize the one from last time.
We're only here for the survey. If you have any requests or questions, we'll take them.
Do the royals even pay attention to this type of thing?
I can assure you that His Royal Highness himself will oversee any aid provided to you.
Is that what they trained you to say?
I'm sorry?
Oh, never mind. Right. The demands.
Demands?
Come by in the morning. I'll have a list for you to take back.
I thought you wanted to discuss them.
There's no need. It's not likely you'll listen.
I'm very capable
of... There's no need to waste my time speaking to the likes of you.
Lord Miriam, we are very busy people with many places to be. If you had anticipated our arrival, you should have been better prepared. We will not be waiting around an entire day for a list. If the needs of your village cannot come to mind, that only displays that Naporia requires no aid at all and will be on our way.
Whoa, wait! There is something, it's very dire.
What is it?
It's, outside.
It's a well.
We have a few wells that stem out from the main water source here. But they've been drying out in the past year. My men haven't been able to find the cause. It's creating issues for my people. Overcrowding and such.
Well, Lord Miriam, this is quite problematic. I'll be sure to note this and have aid sent when we return.
You're not going to fix it, after all your complaining!
I apologize, Lord Miriam, but what would you have me do?
Go down there and fix it!
That isn't really my job to do, Lord Miriam.
And you would have my people die of thirst, waiting until next year?
Perhaps we could expedite
If this is the sort of aid I can expect from DuPont, I'd rather no aid at all. Quite typical of the royal family to brush us aside so easily.
Surely you don't mean that.
I'm quite serious. Just know that if Naporia isn't receiving aid, DuPont won't be receiving our contributions.
This is bad. Why am I doing so badly? It's only the first village. I must be so in over my head. I can't lose their loyalty. What would everyone think? It wouldn't hurt to take a look.
What? Excellent!
Rillian, you're not going down there.
Jacob, you're free to come along.
I'll leave you to it.
Well, down we go.
Hey there, Happy New Year. I think this is the first time I've actually got to say that to you guys. You are listening to episode 27 of He Who Forsakes the Crown. Thank you for joining us. Lots of new characters, new horses, and new sound effects for me to look for with this one. If you are enjoying the show, please make sure to give us a subscription or a heart or a 5-star or whatever it is you can on your favorite listening platforms. You can also just, you know, send us a tweet or anything like that. I love hearing them. You know, they really motivate the people. Of course, if you're enjoying us, you can follow us on Chapter 15 Studios on Instagram. It's going to be CH15 Studios on Twitter. It's always going to be 15, the number, not the word. putting together this episode, this was one that was a little more difficult. Had to get a little more finicky with the effects, so I hope everyone enjoys it. Shout out to my friend for some of the ideas that come through in this episode. But I don't really have a lot to say this time around. Once again, we appreciate the love and the support. I hope you enjoy the rest of the episode.
This is a bad idea.
It's a little late for that.
You know, you let him walk all over you.
And what would you have had me do?
Not this.
The village is having a problem, and I'm doing what I can to solve it. Would you have rather he cut DuPont off completely?
He was bluffing.
You can't prove that.
Rilianne, do you think that if Zayn came instead, he'd be walking down a well right now?
No.
And you think the Lord would have made any threats against Zane's favor?
Obviously not.
Then you see what he's doing here.
But should his people suffer for his actions?
Of course not.
Then I'll help. I've never seen anything like this before.
You should see DuPont's.
It doesn't look dry down here.
There must be a blockage down the canal.
Those two paths turn shallow. What is that blocking them?
Is that a tree?
It looks like bushes, maybe some branches.
How did it get down here?
Maybe a storm knocked it down? At least we can get it out. Well, don't just look at me. Go start on the other.
I think the tree is blocking both of them.
It's really big. It's hard to think the weather did this.
The break looks clean. I think someone cut it down.
So what? They threw it down here? Who would be foolish enough to do that?
I wonder.
Dear goddess, please don't tell me this is all the Lord's fault.
Seems typical for him. I think I'm done over here. It's just a tree now.
Me too. What was that?
I think the extra water's pulling more pressure on the tree.
Could you come help me out of here?
You went down here?
It's fine, it's still shallow. Please, Jacob, just pull me up.
Just a second.
I can't move. I can't see. I can't breathe. I should have known this is how I'll die. It isn't the fire or the rebellion that'll get me. It's a tree in a well.
You're okay. Rilianne. You scared the shit out of me. Careful. Oh. Rilianne.
I'm okay. I doubt he believed it.
It's far too dark in here. My vision is obscured, and my hearing is muffled. There's a strange taste in my mouth. Someone is looming over me at this very moment. They've incapacitated me. The traitor!
Ow! By the gods, Sayoko, what the hell?
Leah?
Jeez, you nearly twisted my arm off.
You know better than to sneak up on me.
I said your name like 3 times.
What? I thought...
You were taking a little nap, it looks like. I found you knocked out on your desk.
No. I do not nap.
There's creases on your face.
Dear goddess.
You know, maybe the nap is a sign that it's time to go to bed.
No, it's 4 in the morning. We have training in an hour anyways. What are you even doing up?
I had the night shift. It just ended, Sayoko. You can do without the morning training.
I'm setting an example.
To who, Catalina? I guarantee she's inspired by your figure.
I don't want to talk about her right now.
The rest of us know what it's all about. You've been pushing especially hard after her incident. I've been watching you. You stay up all night working. You're gonna fizzle out.
I need to get these done. We're still behind.
You just attacked me. Clearly you aren't thinking straight. How can you get paperwork done at this hour?
With caffeine?
Sayoko, I'm worried about you. You have too much on your plate. If you're so insistent on having morning training, I will lead it.
Leah.
It's quite literally in my job description to do these kinds of things for you. You do understand that, right? You can lean on me a little, at least for the mercenary side of things.
It's fine. I will be fine.
Don't you want to change out of those uncomfortable clothes and sleep in your own bed? Don't you think that being well-rested will make you more efficient? You're not saying anything because you know I'm right.
Just for today.
Yeah, yeah, just for today.
We have an emergency.
Are we under attack?
What? No, different emergency.
Spit it out already.
The Chancellor's here.
Tell him we're here.
The Lord isn't taking any visitors today.
It's the next morning after the incident, and I'm standing outside Miriam's manor. Yesterday, Jacob had to carry me up all those stairs in the well. He dragged me over to the nearest healer in the city. She said I was worse off, especially given my previous broken ribs. I didn't want to stay the night in the village, but I wasn't in any state to be traveling. When I checked myself this morning, my entire chest was covered in bruises. My back probably was as well, but I didn't feel like looking at it. We bought as many healing tonics as we could, but the pain wasn't going to go away. I'm also still sore from horseback riding. My head is killing me, and I'm generally pretty angry about the entire situation. I wasn't asking. We're not going to leave. Tell Miriam we're here, or let him figure it out when we walk in.
Please, just give me a moment. Go on.
You two are still pestering. I've told you what I need.
We've handled your well problem, Lord Miriam, if you haven't noticed by now.
How would I notice? I don't use the wells in the city.
Well, they're working now.
I don't suppose you want me to thank you for doing your job.
Lord Miriam, last we spoke you mentioned that Naporia has been undergoing landscaping for the past year. I must compliment it. The city looks stunning.
Doesn't it? I oversaw every detail of the renovations. I've practically rebuilt the city all by myself.
Indeed. If you were overseeing the project, I'm sure you were the one who had the old greenery discarded down the well.
Well, there wasn't much of it anyways. A little tree never hurt anybody.
Yes, a little tree. I'll have you know that your little tree was the cause of the blockage in the first place. My guard and I spent a decent amount of time getting it dislodged. Not to worry, though. After it nearly drowned me, it won't be getting stuck again.
It seems as if you're trying to blame me for something. It isn't my fault you don't know how to swim.
No, it isn't. That'll be all for Naporia for this survey, though. Perhaps you'll hear from DuPont again in 3 years. Perhaps not.
Your threats fall flat on me. You hold no real standing in the capital. Perhaps during the next survey, His Royal Highness can actually make an appearance.
I just know he'll be dying to speak with you. We'll be on our way then.
Let's go home.
What?
Let's go back, Rillianne. It's too much.
Too much for you? Too much for me, then.
You're hurt.
We can't go back. I'll be fine.
Captain will understand.
This isn't about the captain. What would you have me do, Jacob? Go home and sleep while the rest of the kingdom is waiting for their prince to come?
Shall we abandon them with no word at all?
You almost died! You're still not recovered, you know that? The captain will send someone else.
Who? Another guard? I bet they'll take nicely to that.
So much has already happened and we're one village in.
I'm learning. Do you seriously expect me to just give up?
You don't know a thing about the court. This isn't your life.
So you're saying that I can't do this?
That's not what I mean. Really, Anne. It's about experience and diplomacy.
I'm not going back, Jacob. If you want to leave, you can go ahead. Have the captain send another guard.
I'm not going to leave you.
Then don't! But you can't undermine me like this.
I pulled you out of the water, really, Anne.
I know that.
I thought you were dead. That I was too late. You're so different now. Every time I see you, you're bruised and bleeding and screaming and crying. I picked you up when you fell out of that tower. You're always under attack now, and you don't deserve it.
Nobody deserves it.
You didn't sign up for any of it. I hope you know that this isn't your problem. You could leave and go anywhere. And maybe other people would blame you for it. But I would never.
I'm not going to leave. DuPont is my home now.
Okay. I'll drop it.
Just because this village was bad doesn't mean the next one will be.
Okay.
We're going to be fine.
Right.
Can we please leave now and go literally anywhere else?
Yeah. Let's move on.
Argus, I have been calling on you for ages.
I'm busy.
Do you not enjoy my company?
What does that have to do with anything?
You avoid us.
I came now, didn't I? Where is Beatrice?
I am not her keeper.
She left you.
She did not! She is on the mortal plane. For a time.
What business does she have there?
It is no matter of mine. She may do whatever she pleases. Come. There is something you must see. There.
Well, I'll be damned. You actually pulled it off.
I have been trying to reach you.
You know where I am, Reinach. It's not my fault you're afraid to visit.
Despite that, he is alive. But there is something wrong with him.
Hey. He blinked.
Brother, do not hurt him. He does not speak.
What is your name?
Demetrius.
How?
What is he looking at?
The humans. He's obsessed with them. All day he sits by the portal and watches.
Demetrius.
It's almost as if he lacks personality. Or any kind of stance.
He lacks a soul. Morals.
Then what are we supposed to do?
We.
Argus, you cannot simply leave me here with him. I don't know what he'll do.
You are the one who decided to revive him. It isn't my responsibility.
He's better suited for you. Perhaps he should stay in your realm.
Because my realm is better suited for those without morals.
No, I never said that. He's only spoken to you. Obviously, he responds to you in a different way than I.
He responds to pain. If you need to get him to speak, try that.
That is cruel.
Then let him be silent. What harm is he causing?
I wanted to help him.
Death doesn't equate to suffering, Reinach. You of all people should know that.
He Who Forsakes the Crown is an audio drama written and produced by Chapter 15 Studios. This episode featuring roles by Julia Orsborn, Chara Lynn, Dante Majors, Amy Chulgen, Ranger H. Fox, Deshaun Ricks, Ray Walker, Sabrina May, Michael Naiman, Levi Coulter,
and special guest star Michaeli Claros from Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of He Who Forsakes the Crown. Next episode will be out February 4th. See you then.